fifth. Parker Cadoux at third base will hit sixth. Austin Ball's in the starting lineup. He's at first base. He'll hit seventh. Manny Jackson behind the plate will hit eighth. And T.J. Pound will be the shortstop at ninth with Jeremy Neff on the mound. So now the pitching matchup for tonight's game. Bice is making his 10th appearance and his 8th start for Williamsport. He's 1-4 with a 4.83 ERA, 41 innings, 34 hits, 26 runs, 22 of them earned. He has struck out 39. He's walked 18, hit 8, though, and the opposing batting average is .225 against him. He's opposed by Jeremy Neff tonight. Neff has had an outstanding summer with the Spikes. He is making his 7th appearance, his 6th start, 3-1 with a 2.65 ERA, 37 strikeouts to 12 walks, a 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio, 45 2/3. He's given up only 38 hits. That's outstanding. 16 runs, 15 earned. And against Trenton the last time, against West Virginia the last time, no decision in 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits. And now our national anthem.
McMahon here to honor our great nation with a singing of our national anthem.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
outstanding job as we get ready for tonight's game. The Spikes and the Cutters, the 2024 home finale for the Spikes. And we'll come back with the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Jeremy Neff going through his final warm-ups. And defensively, Austin Ball at first, Kyle Russell at second. T.J. Pound at short, Parker Cadoux at third, Cam Buford in left, Sebastian Castro in center, Austin Rocaforte in right, with Manny Jackson behind the plate. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Levi Perel leads it off, 261, no home runs, 15 knocked in, four doubles. The pitch, opening pitch is a strike, it is 0-1. 70 degrees at game time. With the wind blowing to right, about 5 to 10. Really windy yesterday in Williamsport. The pitch, and that's foul to our right over the roof and out of play. It's quickly 0-2. Neff has put together outstanding numbers. He's been so reliable. You feel like he can crank out six innings all the time. 2.65 ERA. 0-2 the count. That is foul, first base side, and towards Sweet and out of play. Right by the table where Ace Baldwin is going to be signing tonight. Meet, greet, sign autographs, take pictures. Shun Jerry. 7 to 8 o'clock he'll be doing that. By the way, one other note on thank yous. Outside for ball 1-2. I thanked a lot of people out there. Now, most especially, of course, Joe. Okay, who I can't say enough, but the ground screw here has done phenomenal work from day one of this new field. Day one. Outside corner, called strike three, got him. First strike up front, Jeremy Neff, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare, all about you, with more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices. We're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Here is Porter Brown. Did not play in last night's game or yesterday afternoon's game. 236, three home runs, 18 knocked in with seven doubles. Bats from the left side. Again, 70 degrees, absolutely clear skies tonight. Pitch to Porter Brown, a ball, one ball, and no strikes the count. They don't play Brown deep. Here's the pitch. There's a strike right down the heart. 88 from Neff that time. It is 1-1. 320 down the left field line. 384 left center. 399 dead center. 375 right center. And 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Low and outside. 2-1 the count. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the huge new video board in left center. All the way around to the monster and right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. That missed. It's 3-1. As we mentioned before, it's 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. 3-1 the count on Brown. The pitch. There's a strike in the inner half. Cody Kogan works the plate tonight. Bryce Brewer is down at first and Albert Jones at third. Ryan Hannigan, the manager, coaching down at first. Sean at third. Sean Miller is the coach down at first. 3-2 the count. And the pitch. Just missed. Low and outside, and that's his first walk. And Brown can move. Brown is 16 of 17 in stolen bases on the season. And here comes Corey Taylor to the plate. Taylor at 271, home run 13 knocked in with three doubles. Yesterday, Taylor went 2 for 6. He knocked in a run. He scored a run. Middle infield, the double play depth. The spikes have turned 35. And Neff delivers. Well, that just missed. Ooh, that was a borderline pitch that was like straddling the border. One ball and no strikes. The pitch, strike in the inner half. 1-1 the count now on Taylor. Taylor has only grounded into one double play this season. The pitch, hit high in the air, center field. I don't think Castro can see it. Now he goes back. He's not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. and it was a lazy fly ball. It's going to be 1-0, and this same thing happened yesterday. The Spikes lost three balls in the sun yesterday, and the second that Castro put his glove up to his eyes, you could tell he was in trouble. It's going to be a double. It's 1-0. Same thing as yesterday. To be honest with you, it should be a runner on first and two outs. Because really, that was not a double. It's a double, but it's not a double. It was an out. So, McGuire Holbrook had four hits in yesterday's game. Great choice for the McDonald's strikeout guy. He went 4 for 4, doubled, knocked in two, scored two. Hit in the air right field, but that's where the shade is. Rocaforte coming on. Austin's at the line, makes the catch, two outs. It's a real oddity in the ballpark tonight that never happens. Right field, which is normally in sunshine, is in complete shade. Left field's in complete shade. There's a tunnel of sunlight, and that's where Castro is. It's also where Jerry Valeri is currently sunning himself at the 399 mark. It's just, where do we find these people? Where? He thinks this ballpark's his own playground. Free food, lounge chairs. And here is Schallenberger at four hits yesterday. That's a ball, one ball, no strike. Schallenberger yesterday went 4 for 4, two doubles, a home run. He drove in two. He scored four. Kicked that average up to 256 now with two home runs, 17 knocked in with nine doubles and a triple. Two outs, 1-0. Down low for a ball, two balls and no strikes. 1-0 Williamsport on a gift. The Spikes lost three balls in the sun yesterday, and here in the first inning it happens again. It's the one team in the league that can't wait for nightfall. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Gets 2-1 to Schallenberger. Neff waits. Goes set at the belt. And the 2-1. Outside corner for a strike. He levels the count at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Two two. The pitch to Schallenberger. Outside, full 3-2. Went fastball at 90 that time. Missed the mark. 1-0 cutters here in the top of the first. Neff looks into Manny Jackson, gets what he wants. Taylor leads off second. Line drive, right field, base hit. Rocaforte charges, takes it on one hop, fires in to the plate. He scores. It's 2-0. It's a good throw, just maybe a little bit more toward the first base side, but it wasn't going to beat him coming around, and it's 2-0. And Schallenberger now has five hits in 2 days and three RBIs, and Ollie Lapreid is at the plate. Lapreid at 194, two home runs, 10 knocked in with three doubles. Lapreid yesterday went 2 for 4, knocked in four, and homered. The pitch inside corner for a strike. Get his 0-1. 2-0 cutters here in the top of the first inning. Schallenberger leads off first, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that time. It's 0-2. Right now, this Williamsport offense, which was dormant most of the month of August, has caught fire here in the last eight games. The pitch. That's Tapper in front of the plate. Jackson's got it fair territory. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. They get two runs on two hits and strand one. Half inning in the books, cutters two. Spikes coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Back at the ballpark, and Emmett Bice to the mound for Williamsport. 1-4 record with a 4.83 ERA, making his 10th appearance, 8th start. 41 innings, 34 hits, 26 runs, 22 earned. He has struck out 39, walked 18. It's about 2-1, but he's also hit 8. Posey hitters 2-25 against him. He started against the Spikes back on August the 23rd. Went 5 innings, gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, struck out 4, and walked 1, and took the loss in that game on a day where Chris Schoell pitched extremely well for the Spikes. And speaking of pitching extremely well, up in the box tonight, Nick Hohenstein, after that brilliant 8 innings at Trenton, and I mean brilliant. Well, I was down in West Virginia, he only went 8 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, struck out 9, walked 3. Outstanding. Here is Austin Rocaforte to lead it off, and that ball is down low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. No, David Lee's been up there too. I don't think David's up there right now. 1-0 the count to Rocaforte. 0-for-2 yesterday with a couple of walks. 261. No home runs. 12 knocked in with 5 doubles. That's a strike. It is 1-1. Kyle Russell to follow, and then it'll be Sebastian Castro. Here is Bice, who goes set and delivers. That's on the ground between short and third. Back, and good play by Perel just to get to it, but then he juggled it. It'll be an infield hit. Perel had no chance of getting Rocaforte at first. By the way, quickly, happy birthday to Perry Biasi, who's here today, Lacey Wallace here today, Laurel is here today, and my good friend Charles Dumas. Last night, Die Hard with a Vengeance was on TV. And one of the police officers played by Charles Dumas, who's here at the ballpark tonight celebrating his birthday. My good friend. And the pitch, and DeRussell gets away, and Rocaforte on the wild pitch will go down to second. 1-0 the count. Russell yesterday went 0-for-3, knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Kyle at 267, no home runs at 18 knocked in. But yes, Charles Dumas, who played in Die Hard with a Vengeance, it was on yesterday, is here at the ballpark today with his beautiful wife, celebrating his birthday today. And to recreate, since he played a police officer in the movie, we would like to have him arrest Jerry. Here's the set. What? And the pitch by Bice. That misses. It's 2-0. He played a police officer. I think it's only apropos. 2-0. Outside corner for a strike. Good breaking ball that time. 2-1. He went slider. 2 balls and a strike. Rocaforte leads off second. Corey Taylor near the bag. 2-0 Cutters, bottom of the first, and Bice delivers. That's a high chopper right side. It's going to go right to Taylor. Rocaforte will move to third, one out. Sebastian Castro. Castro limited time with the spikes. Went 0 for 1 in yesterday's game. He's hitting 111 with a double and a triple. Played 39 games in the Mets organization this year with the Florida Gulf Coast League Mets, the St. Lucie Mets, and the Brooklyn Cyclones. And with them, he hit 134, but he was 15 of 24 in stolen bases. Let's see if he can get his first spikes RBI here with Rocaforte on third. The pitch. That's a strike in the outer half. It is 0-1. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. It looks like Jared Brown coaching down at first. 0-1 the count. The pitch. Castro waves and misses. Gets away from Harper, but he quickly pounces on it. It's 0-2. McGuire Holbrook at first, Corey Taylor at second, Levi Perel at short with Mikey Floridis at third. Outfield, Mark Schallenberger in left, Porter Brown in center, Ollie Lapreed is in right with Jacob Harper behind the plate. With one out, Rocaforte's on third, 0-2 to Castro. Bice delivers. Down low, 1-2 the count. Windy to start the game. Now just a light breeze blowing to right on a 70-degree night. Josh Spiegel on deck, and Spiegel's had a terrific finish to this season at the plate. 1-2 the count. Rocaforte walks to his lead at third. He's in foul territory. Here it is. Call strike three, got him. I mean, the ball was right in the heart of the plate on a breaking ball. So two outs. First strikeout for Bice. Josh Spiegel comes to the plate. Spiegel at 261. Three home runs, 18 knocked in with six doubles. 12 of those RBIs and 5 of those doubles have been in the last 3 weeks. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with a double and an RBI. He scored a run. Takes it on the inside corner for a strike. Get his 0-1. Fastball at 88 from Bice. 2-0 Cutters, bottom of the first. And Bice stares in the big right-hander. Gets what he wants. Looks at Rocaforte at third. 0-1. Bounced that one in. Harper blocked that one with his chest. It's 1-1. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Enjoying the first $2,000 dogs. Joe Putnam was up grilling all night. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-1 the count, fastball at 87. Tomorrow, Williamsport for the season finale at 6:35. And don't forget about Spike season tickets, Flexbooks, all sorts of packages that you can buy, make great holiday gifts. 2-1 the count, low and outside, it's 3-1 on Spiegel with Cam Buford on deck. So clear tonight, crisp, clean air. Down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap in Bellefonte, Tussie Mountain right over the right field grandstand. And, of course, Mountain Indy perfectly framing this incredible ballpark. And a flock of geese beyond the wall. Pitch is a strike, gets 3-2. Spiegel was looking at the geese. Just kidding. Three balls and two strikes. I see a flock of geese. Jerry sees Thanksgiving dinner. Here's the set by Bice. And the pitch. Low and outside, ball four. First and third with two outs. And that will bring Buford to the plate. Buford went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double just inside the bag at third. Hitting 255, two home runs, 31 knocked in with seven doubles, two triples. In the second half of the season, Buford is fifth in RBIs with 29.
Ninth in runs scored, second in walks, and third in stolen bases. Two nothing Cutters, bottom of the first. First and third with two outs. Bice delivers. That is lined to right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Rocaforte scores. Spiegel's on his way to third. He'll get there. First and third. Run home. It's 2-1 Cutters here in the bottom of the first. Buford drives in his 32nd. Good base running by Spiegel that time as well. That'll bring up Parker Cadu, 23-year-old out of Nickel State in Thibodaux, Louisiana. Great family. Met them last week when they were here. 235, no runs, but he's knocked in 13 with six doubles, three triples. 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. Buford can run. The pitch way outside. 1-0 the count. Now, let's get into the matchup here. Harper has a great arm behind the plate. Really terrific arm. Buford, on the other hand, is 19-20 in stolen bases. The pitch, that's on the ground, just wide of the bag at first. Rolls all the way down the Spikes dugout. It's 1-1. Austin Ball on deck. 2-1 Cutters, bottom of the first. And one of the pitchers is still out there picking up the foul ball. So quickly, Cody Kogan calls timeout. All right, ready to go. 1-1 the count. Spiegel to his lead at third, Buford at first. Cadu waits, and the pitch. That's on the ground to second. Taylor has it there. Throws to first in time. The inning is over. But the Spikes battle back and get a run on two hits and leave two. At the end of one, 2-1 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
So Mitch McCabe to the plate. McCabe, yesterday, went 2-for-4 with a double, knocked in a run, scored a run. Big win yesterday for the Cutters. Played well, stem to stern, won 14-3. And hit the spike 17-2. That is hit to left field, first pitch swinging. Back goes Buford underneath and reaches out. Can't get it. Goes all the way to the wall. McCabe will throttle down into second. He'll have a stand-up double. Some ways it felt like Cam was going back in the ball. I think he thought it was not hit as far as it was hit. And then all of a sudden he realized, uh-oh, and had to get back there. So a leadoff double, and here's Jacob Harper. Did not play in yesterday's game. Harper at 182, no home runs, four knocked in with a couple of doubles. 2-1 Cutters here in the top of the second. The Sunshine is now relegated to right center field.
It should be gone before this inning's over with. That's a strike from Neff. It is 0-1. Eight batters, four first pitch strikes. Neff, the left-hander, looks in. Harper windmills the bat. He's ready. 0-1. That's tap foul at the plate. It hit Harper in the box. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away. No change there. Russell, the second baseman, is the one shadowing McCabe. Oh, for God's sakes. Just when you can't think that things can't get worse. Hello. You got Jerry in the field, and you have Boomer on work release, and, yes, wearing his wristband. Wait till I report him to Jayhawk. On the ground to third, picked up there by Cadu, spins, fires the first in time, throw to third by Ball, got a shot, got away, but it was backed up on the play by the shortstop T.J. Pound. So one out and a runner now on third.
You know,
I used to have so much high respect for this guy that works for you named Jayhawk. Not anymore. Speak to the hand. Oh, swing and a miss, Mikey Floridis. Yes, indeed. Just when you thought the night couldn't get worse. What's next? Jerry stopping up here? Let me put you this way, right? When you're interrogating people, okay, this is like water dripping on the forehead. If that thing comes in to interrogate me, I'm going to tell them exactly where all the munitions are. Just get rid of it. 0-2 to Floridis, the pitch, wave and a miss, strike three, got him. So two outs, and that is the second strikeout for Jeremy Neff. You know what bothers Boomer? Is that within seconds I figured out who was in there. 4th year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek, one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Here is Levi Perrell, who struck out looking his first time, first pitch of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Good change up that time from Neff. One and one the count. If they win on Thursday night, is he a part of the team picture? I mean, at this point, you got a player's like burning the thing. Pitch misses down low, 2-1. I don't want that picture. This is where, like, Photoshop and are the things you can crop out. Do you guys crop? Thank you. 2-1 the count. Perrell waits in the right-handed box. 2-1 cutters, top of the second. The pitch. That's foul, first base side, clears the roof toward Porter Gardens and out of play. It's even at 2-2. Now already in the pregame, Jerry stopped by. Now Boomer has stopped by. You know how tough you have to be in this job? The pitch is foul, first base side and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. It's on the ground to third. Cadu's got it. Long throw across the diamond in time. He works out from a leadoff double to take care of business. No runs, a hit, and one stranded at third. At the end of an inning and a half, 2-1. Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
2-1 cutters to the top, to the bottom of the second. It's the first time I've really been up close with Boomer like that. He actually does have an ankle bracelet. No, okay, so guess he has to be back by 9. What? All right. So is this going to be a night where the cutters use 9 pitchers? Could be, because they've already made a change. So Sean Gamelin will come in, the 25-year-old. So Bice won an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Struck out 1, walked 1. Gamelin now comes in. This could be a night where they go 9 guys pitching because of the game coming up on Thursday. 2-1 run record, 2.59 ERA, 12th appearance, 5th in relief, 41 and two-thirds, 38 hits. Austin Ball takes a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Gamelin, 16 runs, 12 earned, struck out 39, walked 19, 2-1, that's okay, hit 4. 239 the average against him. Ball, last 2 hits he's had have been doubles. That's wrapped on the ground to first. Big second hop goes to the first baseman. Holbrook steps in the bag and 1 out. Manny Jackson to the plate, then TJ Pound. Jackson went 0 for 1 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. 230, 3 home runs, 23 knocked in with 4 doubles and a triple. The only bonus to Boomer coming in is that Savannah came in and took pictures. And now Boomer is with Joe. That's a strike, it's 0-1. Joe looks like he just doesn't want to move. 0-1 the count. And inside, got away that time from Harper. It's 1-1. If Trenton wins tonight, they're the team in the championship game on Thursday night at Williamsport. Gamelin looks in, and they already have another right-hander warming up. The pitch. That is foul, third base side, slicing past the cutter's bullpen and out of play into the seats. 1-2 the count. We're in the bottom of the second, 2-1 cutters. Here's Gamelin going set and delivering. Strike, inner half, got him. Good pitch by Gamlin right in the inner half. 91 with that fastball, and that's his first strikeout. And here's T.J. Pound. Pound went 0 for 1 yesterday, hitting 143. No home run, 6 knocked in with a double. And Gamlin looks in. I think this will be, I think it's going to be an inning at a time tonight. The pitch swing and a miss by Pound. It's 0-1. The idea is to get everybody worked tonight that might be pitching on Thursday. The pitch. It's up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Rocaforte on deck. 2-1 cutters, bottom of the second, Medler Field, Lebronto Park. Now the entire field, as we mentioned, is in shade. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a little something off that one. It's 1-2. Gamlin's 25 years of age. Out of New York. Pound levels the bat. TJ bats from the right side. Gamlin waits. 1-2, hit in the air, center field. Brown went back a step, now comes in underneath it, puts it away, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the second. At the end of two, 2-1 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The top of the third, Jeremy Neff back to work. He will face Porter Brown, Corey Taylor, McGuire Holbrook, 2, 3, and 4 in the cutters batting order here in the top of the third. So far, the key moment in this game was the ball that Sebastian Castro lost in the sun that should have been an easy out in the outfield, but he lost it like the Spikes lost three balls in the sun yesterday. You talk about irony. It's 2-1 cutters, and here's Porter Brown, who walked and scored in the first. Brown bats from the left side. And the pitch. It's fouled to our left, clears the roof. Nope, does not. It's the top of the suites near the sandlot and bounces down below. Brown, I mentioned, has 3 home runs and 18 knocked in. One of those home runs was a grand slam against the Spikes at Bowman Field. Neff delivers. Just missed the outer edge that time. 88 with the fastball. It's 1-1. Brown out of the University of Texas. I think Gamlin's 1-2-3 inning's going to be it. I think tonight the cutters are going to use 9 pitchers or 8 if the Spikes have the lead. 1-1. In there for a strike. Good spot that time by Neff with that fastball. 1-2 the count. An outside corner, right at the knees. 1-2 the count. Jeremy to the plate.
foul, third base side, slicing to the seats and out of play beyond the net. Geisinger Kid Zone in full gear tonight. Nice line already. Getting people going over meeting Ace Baldwin. And nice line over at Sweet. 1-2. Brown checks it. That missed. 2-2 the count. You cannot beat the view up here. Every night we get this. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Checked it. Did not offer. It's full 3-2. You really want to keep Brown off the bases because he can run. 16 of 17 in stolen bases. Brown waits. Left-handed box. The lefty Neff goes set. And Neff to the plate and missed inside. He's walked him for a second time tonight. Two walks surrendered by Neff, both to Porter Brown, and there's Corey Taylor. It was his fly ball to center field that Castro lost in the sun and ended up being a double and an RBI. Taylor bats from the right side. Middle infield at double play depth. As we mentioned, the first time up, Taylor's hit into only one double play this season. Brown leads. The pitch by Neff. Popped up foul over our heads and out of play. 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. Neff looks in out of Virginia Tech. Started his collegiate career at Richmond, then transferred to Blacksburg. That is a fly ball, first base side. Ball has a play near the tarp, and it just gets to the front row. Just beyond the tarp. 0-2 the count. That was the one spot where Austin could not get to it. 0-2. Neff looks in. And Jeremy gets what he wants. Brown leads at first. There he goes. Pitch inside for a ball. Throw to second by Jackson. Sweep tag steals the bag. 1-2 the count as Porter Brown gets his 17th steal. In 18 attempts. Good throw by Jackson, but Brown beat it. 1-2 now on Taylor. Neff delivers. Outside, it's 2-2. Remember, in the second inning, McCabe led with a double and then was stranded at third because Neff retired the next three. Brown walks to his lead at second. Kyle Russell, the second baseman, the one closest to the bag with the right-handed hitter up. 2-2. Neff at the belt, looks at Brown at second and delivers. Popped up in the infield. Austin Ball, the first baseman there, puts it away. One gone. McDonald's strikeout guys, McGuire Holbrook. He flew out to Rocaforte in right field in the first inning. 2-1 cutters in the top of the third. Holbrook out of Florida State. Can't be happy with the football team's start after a loss to Georgia Tech in Dublin. And last night at Doak Campbell down in Tallahassee, Bill O'Brien and Boston College beat him. Happy for Billy. Coached here for 2 years at Penn State, outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Right when Penn State needed a Bill O'Brien, he was here. Right when they needed a James Franklin, he is here. And before that, when you needed a Joe Paterno for 46 years, he was here. Wave and a miss. It's 1-1. One and one the count on Holbrook. Brown leads off second with one out. 2-1 cutters, top of the third. Neff, the 1-1. Popped up foul over our heads and out of play. It's 1-2. One more time. Can these fans get Big Max? One ball, two strikes on McGuire Holbrook. Neff to the plate. Down low, 2-2. Thousands of umpires looking at it with their hearts and not with their eyes. They got it wrong, and Cody Kogan got it right. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Neff to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And the home finale delivers Big Max. Starting tomorrow at noon, when you go in and make a purchase, you can tack on a free Big Mac. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offering same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Third strikeout for Jeremy Neff. And here is Mark Schallenberger. RBI single back in the first. He's five for his last five in this series. Brown on second. Two outs now. Neff delivers. Hit him. Hit him in the small. I think they hit him in the arm or the back. Either way, it got him. So Schallenberger walked down to first. It is the 21st time he's been hit by a pitch. He's been hit by a pitch 21 times? 21 times he's been hit by a pitch. This is like Ron Hunt and Don Baylor rolled into one guy. 21 times he's been hit by a pitch. I mean, Boomer got hit by a pitch once, and you can see the damage it's done. That pitch is a ball, one ball, and no strikes to Ali Lapreed. Lapreed tapped it in front of the plate and was thrown out by Manny Jackson to end the first inning. For Neff, that's the fourth batter he's hit this year. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. First and second with two outs. 21 times he's been hit by a pitch in 50 games. 2-0. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. So they've had 80 batters hit by a pitch. He has 25% of them. First and second, two outs, 2-1 the count. And Neff delivers. There's a strike right down the heart. Change up that time. It's 2-2. Lapreed. And of Alabama State. Waits. On the ground foul, Ryan Hannigan says, I am not going to hurt my hand over that one. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. They need to reset the pitch clock. No need. Neff's already set. Eight on the pitch clock. The pitch outside just missed, full 3-2. So Brown and Schallenberger will take off on the pitch from second and first, respectively. 3-2, and they're running on this pitch. There they go. Nope, he faked, and Brown got back. But nobody was covering second anyway. It was just to keep him honest. Three, two, the count. Neff, there they go. Tapped in front of the plate again. Neff will pick it up. He'll throw to first. He got him, and the inning is over. So, no runs, no hits, and two left. And at the end of 2.5, 2-1 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Nick McCollum is next as they go inning by inning here. This is the way it's going to be all night. Sean Gamblin went one inning, gave up nothing, struck out one, the three batters he faced. McCollum, making his 16th appearance, 1-4 with a 7.88 ERA, 37 and two-thirds, 60 hits, 34 runs, 33 of them earned. He has struck out 27, walked 13. He has hit one. Opposing hitters, 359 against him. He's had mixed results against the Spikes. A couple of really good appearances and a couple where he was rocked. Rocaforte, infield hit, scored in the first. 2-1 cutters, bottom of the third. McCollum deals a strike, 90 with the fastball. It is 0-1. Drops the glove and to the plate. It's on the ground to second. Taylor, McCollum covers. Nice play by the pitcher. He's off the bag, though, and he's safe. Rocaforte beats it out. He stumbled on the bag that time. And when he stumbled, that's what he got off the bag. He was trying to find the bag. He didn't find the bag with his right foot. He never found the bag with his right foot. And here's Kyle Russell, grounded out to second his first time. The pitch, line to right field, down the line, diving Laprade, he's got it at the line. One out, and retreating to first is Rocaforte. Well, that would have been possibly three. But instead, it's a fine play by Laprade and an out. Sebastian Castro struck out his first time looking. Middle infield double play depth, even at the bag at third, is Floridis. And the pitch by McCollum, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Outfield straight away, shallower in left with Schallenberger. Rocaforte out to his lead at first, the tying run here in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss by Castro. Healthy cut that time. 1-1 in that 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Ball and a strike. Great crowd here tonight. Great to have Ace Baldwin here tonight. Great to have Joe Putnam here tonight. JD here tonight. The night, though, not perfect. The Boomer appearance, depressing. And Jerry is going to get paid for this tonight. Really? That's a strike to Castro. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Sebastian Castro. Rocaforte, 4 of 8 in stolen bases. Harper, outstanding arm behind the plate. 1-2, the count to Castro. The set by McCollum and Nick Deals. Outside for a ball, evens the count at 2-2. Last night here, it got down to 44 degrees in Happy Valley. It's going to be down in the upper 40s again tonight. Crisp, near fall-like conditions here. 2-2. Inside, got away from Harper. Did it hit Castro? It did. Hit him off the foot, first and second with one out. And here comes Josh Spiegel to the plate. His grandparents are here again tonight for the finale. They have spent a lot of time at this ballpark this summer. And their grandson has put on quite a show. Walked his first time, was stranded at third, but he's driven in 18. As we mentioned in his initial at-bat, he has 18 runs knocked in. A dozen of the 18 in the last 3 weeks. He has 6 doubles, 5 of those in the last 3 weeks, including yesterday. First and second with one out. Outfield straight away a little bit deeper. Schallenberger not as deep as I think he should be against this guy, but we'll see. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time for McCollum. It is 0-1. Josh's power has been to center and to right field, especially in the gap in the power alley. McCollum goes set, 0-1 to Spiegel. Inside, ooh, inside corner, that was a strike, 0-2. I'll give Cody Kogan that one. That's a good call. 0-2 the count. With one out, first and second. Got plenty of speed out there, and Rocaforte at the front and Castro leading off first. 0-2 the count. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Good pitch by McCollum. Went up in the top of the zone at 90 that time to get Josh. That's his first strikeout. And here's Cam Buford, knocked in the spikes run in the bottom of the first inning. It's 2-1 cutters here in the bottom of the third. That RBI single, the 32nd run knocked in by Cam Buford. Step out for a moment. Now back into the box. Righty on righty matchup. Outfield straight away, although Brown maybe about 10, 15 steps into right center. That is to right field. That's a base hit. Rocaforte, the motor's in gear. He's on his way to third as Lapreed juggles it, and the spikes tie the game at two. Coming to the plate, Castro, throw the plate, and he is out at home. That ends the inning. But the spikes tie it as Buford drives in his second run of the game. 2-2 to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning at a 2-2 game. Jeremy Neff has given up two runs, but one was on a sun ball that should have been an out. Leadoff double in the second, then retired the next three. Leadoff walk, got the second after that, took care of business. So we go to the fourth inning. My good friend and proud to say we're going to be going into our 17th year next year.
That's right.
Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. Mitch McCabe, Jacob Harper, Mikey Floridas, 7, 8, 9 batters in the Williamsport order due up, and Jeremy Neff starts off the fourth inning with a fastball low for ball one. What a night it is tonight. Couldn't have asked for a better night for our home finale.
Oh, this is spectacular.
1-0 pitch, cued foul, first base side, almost into the dugout.
This is really coming attractions of fall.
Yes, indeed.
Got down to 44 here last night.
Whew. One ball, one strike. I think you can put those fans away now.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss, 1-2.
I mean, I saw the temperature, 44 this morning. Immediately thought of somebody's IQ.
Oh!
Right, so what? Did I say who? Not you. It's not JD.
All right. I'm just saying, because as you know, 44 is a very special number to Syracuse graduates.
I understand that.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Tag applied to finish the strikeout, the fourth strikeout of the night for Jeremy Neff. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits supply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And by the way, folks who are at the new Mount Nittany Health outpatient facility in Toft Trees, we're the recipients of several tickets to tonight's game as part of Fan Appreciation Night.
That's my daughter-in-law is going to start working out there.
Yes, indeed. And it's a beautiful facility.
It is really nice.
Jacob Harper takes a pitch down and in, 1-0. I'll tell you what, it's still got that new building smell to it as well.
Does it really?
Yeah. We were dropping off tickets earlier today, and it is just fantastic. Four different levels. All sorts of great services. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 1-1 the count.
Jim Brown, Ernie Davis.
That's right. Yeah. Larry Zonka.
Zonka wore 44.
Floyd Little.
Floyd Little out of New Haven.
Daryl Moose Johnston. Pitch outside corner for a strike.
He was good.
Of course, even in basketball, you had Derek Coleman was 44.
Remember Derek Coleman when the Sixers trained here coming out of the Penn State football weight room? Looked like he could throw a vehicle over a hedge.
Well, judging from some of the stories he has from some of his younger days, that may not necessarily.
It's a possibility.
Yes.
My favorite is Marvin Tire Iron Barnes. Oh, jeez.
Jerry's in the booth. 2-2 pitch to Harper, fouled to the screen.
You know the story when he was with the Spirits of St. Louis. They're in Louisville. They played the Kentucky Colonels.
Yes.
They had to fly from Louisville to St. Louis. So it's Eastern time. He looks at and it says, leave at 11, land at 10:50. He won't get on the plane.
2-2 to Harper, lifted to right field. Rocaforte's there, puts it away. Two gun, top of the fourth.
He won't get on the plane. They say, why won't you get on the plane? He says, look, it leaves at 11 o'clock. It lands at 10:50. He says, I'm not getting on any time machine. They had to explain to him it was Central Time. Right? It was not Providence College's greatest academic moment.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, eating the players' cookies now.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile, it looks like Bryce Brewer, the first base umpire, is ailing.
Yes, he is.
Not sure exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, what a sight down there. Ike, Jerry, and Boomer all together right? And realizing that in that group, Ike had the highest IQ. It was tremendous to see it, right? Like you and Boomer combined in equal Ike.
Meanwhile, it's good to see Bryce Brewer with a smile.
Do you have an ankle bracelet? Just asking.
Oh, my.
It's just a question. I take harmless questions. People laugh. I don't get it. I'm just inquisitive. How do you learn unless
curious.
You ask?
Curious like
I tell
a cat.
My broadcasting class, you can't learn unless you ask.
Meanwhile, Bryce Brewer is going to be okay. Had a smile on his face.
Yeah, it's his right. I don't know if it's right knee or right ankle. But
yeah,
he's limping just a bit. Nope. Final hot dog drop of the year.
That's right. I gotta find my aim here, but I got some special folks I'm going to be targeting with the hot dogs down below.
As you
they
are.
Pop up to the right side of the infield. Underneath it, Russell puts it away. The inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth. Hot dog time for the folks here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 2-2 to the bottom of the fourth on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Let's go! Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com.
Well, one of the nights we've been visited by a mascot with an ankle bracelet, and now we've been visited by the company Vagrant.
Meanwhile, Brett Thomas now in the game for Williamsport, and again, as Steve pointed out earlier, looks like the strategy for Ryan Hannigan, whose Crosscutters will be hosting the MLB Draft League Championship game on Thursday as the first half champions, is to go one inning per pitcher tonight, get everyone ready to go, get them, for the most part, rest. We will see some of the Williamsport pitching staff tomorrow as well, but these are all prime candidates to have at least some action on Thursday night. 6:35 when the Crosscutters will take on the first half champions, and we'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here in a moment. Trenton came into the night leading the way over West Virginia by a game. However, the Thunder do hold the tiebreaker, which is head-to-head record in the second half over the Black Bears. So West Virginia needed to win twice and Trenton lose twice for the Black Bears to make it. Otherwise, it'll be the Thunder opposing the Crosscutters on Thursday, and the 0-1 pitch to Parker Cadu outside for a ball. It's Cadu, Austin Ball, Manny Jackson. Trio of left-handers here. Two up in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Toyota RAV fourth inning. And the 1-1 swung on and missed. It is 1-2. Cadu is 0-1 with a ground out. And looking at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, West Virginia trailing Mahoning Valley 1-0, top of the sixth. That is at Kendrick Family Ballpark, the home of the Black Bears. It's the 1-2 tap foul, first base side. Meanwhile, Frederick leading Trenton 1-0, top of the third inning down at Harry Grove Stadium. Beautiful sky near Beaver Stadium tonight, just behind us as well. You can see that. Beautiful cotton candy colors. And, of course, we talk about the turn to fall, the home opener for the Nittany Lions this Saturday at noon as they host Bowling Green at Beaver Stadium. And, of course, Penn State is 1-0. And they were number 8 in the preseason AP poll. The pitch, high and away, ball 3. And remained number 8 behind Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, and Oregon. Notre Dame rose up 2 spots, Texas and Bama each going up a spot. Oregon actually after a tougher than expected matchup with Idaho, only winning 24-14, dropping down to the 7th spot. Pitch outside for ball 4, and Cadu works a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the 4th. That's a second walk allowed by Williamsport pitching. Nick McCollum going 1 inning, allowing 1 run. It was earned on 2 hits. He did not walk a batter. He did hit a batter, struck out 1. Again, it'll be inning by inning, a new hurler each time we anticipate for Williamsport in this game. Now Austin Ball up with Cadu on, nobody out. Parker's been a very adept base stealer here in the second half, and there he goes on the first pitch. It's high for a ball, throw down to second, tag applied by the shortstop, Perel, he got him. And we've talked about Jacob Harper's outstanding throwing arm. It was on display there. That was a close play at second, but it looked like the tag was on the hip just before Parker's left hand hit the bag. So 1-0 the count to Austin Ball. The base is now empty. It has been a rare occasion this year that Parker's been caught on the base pass. That's just the second time he's been caught stealing in 18 attempts. And the other time was at third. Now pitch a strike. Fastball just above the knees. 1-1 the count to Ball. 0-1 with a ground out. And the 1-1 from Thomas. That's a strike on the inside corner. Now, there will be one more game here in the regular season between the Spikes and the Crosscutters tomorrow night, 6:35 at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. It is, of course, the Crosscutters' home finale in the final game of the regular season for both sides. And we anticipate that Williamsport will continue preparations for the MLB Draft League Championship game at tomorrow's contest. Pitch down and in. Ball 2 to Austin Ball. Ironically, if you look at both halves combined, the Spikes maintain the best record in the MLB Draft League. They're the only team in the league that, if you add both halves together, has 40 wins. They're 40-36. That would be a very interesting race if you did add just both halves together. State College would be leading it. Trenton would be second at 37-34. Pitch high and away, ball 3. Although it really goes to show you just how much the Crosscutters, how well they performed in the first half. It has not been the same story in the second half, but they are definitely picking up their play here in the regular season's final week plus, in anticipation of that championship game. And the 3-2 is grounded foul down the first baseline. Count remains full to Austin Ball. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Home finale for the Spikes here in 2024, but you can enjoy even more fun. Of course, we've still got more tonight. Fireworks after the game. The half-price special on 16-ounce draft beers here at the ballpark again is lasting all game long. Just a part of the thanks is, oh my, well, stoppage in the game as it looks like the folks in the bleachers were playing around with a baseball, and well, they're not going to get it back. 3-2, the count to ball. They'll have to wait until after class. Another payoff pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball four. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss, and Austin Ball works the second consecutive walk on Brett Thomas. He's logged big pitches already here in the first two batters. 14 of them, to be exact. And now Manny Jackson, the batter, the catcher, struck out looking in the second against Sean Gamelin. And Jacob Harper will trot out to the mound to have a little chat with Brett Thomas. And this is not just to go over signals. This is a visit to try and simmer down the Williamsport reliever. As the Spikes in a tie game right now in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've out-hit the Crosscutters 4-3. One error in the game belongs to Williamsport. It did not factor in the run scored in the third by the Spikes, but the error in that inning. And the meeting on the mound is over. Again, just a gorgeous night here. Cotton candy skies as the sun sets here. Mount Nittany framed up perfectly on this September the 3rd, and the first pitch to Manny Jackson is a strike on the inner half. Austin Ball, not necessarily a base-stealing threat, but he'll take his lead off first. 0-1. A tapper with backspin on it. Kicks from the area in front of home to the grass to the right of home as we see it from behind the plate. 0-2 the count. Ball leads off first. Lights are on all the way around as they've been since the start of tonight's game. And the 0-2 sails high and away. Manny lays off of that. Tim Battle, the Spikes manager, coaching at third. Jared Brown filling the first base duties tonight. And it is the evening for hooded sweatshirts, pullovers, jackets, and the like as the 1-2 swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball that time. And that is the first strikeout for Thomas. It's the fourth for Williamsport pitching. Each one of the four Crosscutter hurlers has recorded a strikeout tonight. Austin Ball stays at first, and here is T.J. Pound, the shortstop, 0-for-1 with a flyout to center field. There's no indication that Jeremy Neff will be doing anything other than his usual. He has gone at least six innings on four different occasions this year. And, of course, two other outings probably would have gone that distance, but curtailed by rain here. I'm joking earlier on that he probably isn't used to pitching here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park when it's bright and sunny and 68 degrees. And the 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Both of Neff's rain-shortened starts came here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Those are the only two games the Spikes have not been able to complete this year due to rain. Certainly not into official game status is the 1-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. It is 1-2, and I know there were folks that were seeking to use their tickets from those games for tonight's game. And, of course, many folks used their extra Flexbook vouchers that they had remaining to come out to the ballpark tonight with friends and family. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a missed strike three. Gets away from Harper momentarily, but he will throw to first to complete the strikeout. Back-to-back K's for Brett Thomas to end the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the Spikes. And at the end of four, it is 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and Jeremy Neff back on the mound for the Spikes as Williamsport will send the top of the order to the plate. Home finale here in 2024, and what great times we have had over the 40 dates here. And again, 38 games completed. Two other games curtailed after three innings, so not official games. So it was officially canceled, rained out, but we persevered through it all as Levi Perrell grounds it to short. T.J. Pound scoops it up, throw to first in time, and Perrell retired for the third time this evening as Neff has set down the last five he has faced. One gone, and Porter Brown, who has walked twice, stolen a base, and scored a run, will step in. And you can recall back a pair of jersey auctions we had. Over $9,000 all told raised when the Spikes donned those Star Wars jerseys in the first half home finale. Along with PSECU, great partner of the Spikes. And, of course, PSECU handing out some tickets as part of Fan Appreciation Night tonight as well. We thank them for a fantastic partnership. And we remind you that their new location, full service Financial Education Center, is open at 502 East College Avenue, downtown State College. So stop by and say hello and learn why members achieve more at PSECU. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Oh, all right, we got ice cream in the booth.
I walked by the vagrant and I said, look what you can do when you actually pay.
All right, oh.
So I ordered Death by Chocolate.
Yes.
And Peanut Butter Swirl.
Yes.
They looked at me and they said, oh, those are the only two we're out of.
Oh.
I said, really?
Called strike with a breaking ball, 2-2.
Dropped your name and they're out of more.
Yeah, of course.
So we went with this.
Exactly. There's no.
As my granddaughter would say, green.
Mint chocolate chip, vanilla. You can't go wrong with creamery ice cream, though.
Oh, no. No.
Although, as I tell people, anytime they ask, okay, what's your go-to flavor? It's only a seasonal flavor, but Lion S'mores ice cream from the creamery. Okay. It's the best ice cream on planet Earth.
So for my dad's birthday one time.
Clipped foul into the mitt, strike three, and Jeremy Neff with his fifth strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Two down.
For my father's birthday, it's in October. My dad loved ice cream. So they had a Friendly's ice cream.
Yes.
We're in New England.
Yes.
So my mother says, you can go in and pick out anything you want. So I go in there and I picked out pumpkin ice cream. Okay. I'm, 10 years old?
Yeah. Sounds cool.
And my mother looks at me and she goes, you got what? Yeah, Ball's got it. We're fine.
Right. Yeah, puts it away. Taylor's done.
Says, you go, what? I got pumpkin ice cream, Mom. She's like, ugh. Now, being a great father, he says, oh, this is so good. Sure it was. Although, it, with my dad, he probably did. It probably was good to him.
It probably was.
He loved ice cream.
Seven in a row set down by Jeremy Neff. Halfway home at Mettler Field, Lebrano Park. 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Far Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and once again, another new pitcher for Williamsport, Chase Gokul, the right-hander now on the mound. After Brett Thomas pitched the fourth, Gokul gets the fifth different Williamsport hurler tonight.
Shocking.
One inning, no hits, no runs, two walks, two strikeouts for Thomas. So Emmett Bice with 21 pitches in the first inning. Sean Gamelin, 10 in the second. Nick McCollum, 12 in the third. Thomas took 22 pitches in the fourth. Jeremy Neff's gone the whole way for the Spikes, all five innings so far. 82 pitches, 52 strikes, but it is a tie game, 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning as Austin Rocaforte will lead off. He'll be followed by Kyle Russell and Sebastian Castro.
I mean, really, the reason it's tied is because of a ball lost in the sun.
Yep, in the very first inning.
Yep.
Corey Taylor went down as a double and is properly scored.
It was a double, but would have been an out.
Pitches a strike on the inner corner to Rocaforte.
Boomer ruled it a triple. I said, well, he didn't get the third.
That's Boomer, always trying to get that little extra advantage for his cross-cutters in a sharp ground or first base side as foul.
And while we were explaining the scoring to Boomer, Jerry took more player food. It really is. I mean, if you were to cast a play, where do we find these people?
Oh, my. 0-2, that is fouled to the ad board behind home plate.
Starring as the manager, Tim Battle. Looking at the camera, why?
Oh, and 2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Might have chased it there, but first strikeout for Gokul. And the 6th of the evening for Crosscutters pitching. And Kyle Russell to the plate.
Great play last time in right field made on him by Lapreed. I thought it was going to be extra bases off the bat.
And a sliding catch.
Starring as the veteran broadcaster, Joe Putnam. His sidekick, Steve Jones. Starring as the vagrant, Jerry Valeri. And starring as the insane mascot, Boomer. On this week's show, Boomer and Jerry decide to go shopping.
Wow. 1-0, foul back to the screen.
He's employing the five-finger discount.
One ball, one strike. Jacob Peden, who will be starting the regular season finale tomorrow in State College down, or in Williamsport, I should say, down there. And he has pitched very well this season for the Spikes. Pitch outside for a ball to Russell, 2-1.
I think he made a relief appearance up there. I don't think he hadn't started there.
No. Yes, he did make a relief appearance.
Made a relief appearance.
2-1. Called strike, yes it is, on the inner half, 2-2.
Normally when he pitches, Palumbo pitches.
It's been a good connection.
Yep.
It's a familiar one to Williamsport fans. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Fastball down and away, 3-2.
Jerry says to Boomer, there's no need to go to the grocery store. We'll just go to the player's buffet. On this week's episode of Wacky Ballpark Happenings.
Pitch outside for a ball, and Russell draws a one-out walk.
Meanwhile, Joe Putnam's sidekick, Steve Jones, who doesn't quite understand that life.
It's a real Goofus and Gallant scenario there. Sebastian Castro.
Well, I was going to go Beavis and forget it.
Yeah. I went a little further back. Sebastian Castro for one, hit by a pitch in the game, hitting the foot last time up. He takes one inside. Ball one. Little to no wind right now. You can feel a breeze in the stands here.
Weird.
And up here in the suite level,
actually,
but the flag's not moving.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
The 1-0. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0, and it feels like a cool breeze, so it can't come from us because that would be hot air, of course.
Oh, just wounded. Tell you, when Harper threw out Cadu last inning, that kind of slowed down the Spikes running game.
Really has. Here's a chopper on to first. Waiting on it is Holbrook. He'll take the ball, step on the bag. Russell has made it to second, so two away.
And an RBI guy up.
Josh Spiegel has RBIs in five of his last six games with the Spikes. Tonight, a walk and a strikeout in two plate appearances, but he's a guy who can generate power, and he generates power the other way as well. Showed that under what I guess you might consider the old dimensions of Medler Field at Lebrano Park, although they're similar to these, and they are definitely the exact same to right field. Pitch. That is upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Three home runs, two hit the other way, one smacked off the wall in center field, the batter's eye above the center field wall.
Did that against West Virginia last week.
422-footer. The 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike on the inside edge.
Ooh, I saw that pitch. I thought he was going to drive it. Great to have his grandparents here all summer.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, the Spiegel family, they've showed out here. Both here and on the road. The 1-1, a foul tip into the mitt. 1-2 is the fastball at 93 just off the plate. Outside. But the foul makes it 1-2. Kyle Russell at second, two outs, and a tie game, bottom of the fifth. Gokul steps off. I don't know if he was seeing Jacob Harper's signs clearly. So we take the turn into...
I hope so. I'm a hitter. That's not making me feel good. What do you mean you can't see?
1-2. And Spiegel pops it up first base side. Count remains the same. Still very last vestiges of sunlight in the skies, but skies will be completely darkened here momentarily. What a night for baseball here. September baseball, where champions are often made.
You and I have seen that firsthand.
Yes, indeed. 2014-2016 New York Penn League titles. The 16 championship right here on this field. As a grounder on to second, picked up by Taylor, slings it over to first in time, and Spiegel retired for the last out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Five innings complete. Still 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and Jeremy Neff, done after five innings of work, outstanding as he has been throughout his 2024 season. Five innings, three hits, two runs, two earned, two walks, five strikeouts. He will not factor in the decision, but Jeremy Neff had an outstanding year with the Spikes. Joining in the second half, and one hip advancement against him, but he throws 82 pitches tonight, 52 for strikes. Has been great having Jeremy Neff as part of the State College Spikes, and the West Palm Beach, Florida native who pitched at Virginia Tech and before that Richmond before joining the Spikes this year really deserves a look at the next level. And as the new pitcher on the mound is Philip Bryant, the right-hander. There are some other changes in the field. Grant Norris will be checking in at shortstop. Great to see the Penn Stater get the nod to finish out this game at short in his last game here of 2024. He has played with distinction here at the ballpark for 4 years. And so Grant Norris will check in. He replaces T.J. Pound to go into the number nine spot. Philip Bryant, out of Grambling State, pitching every game of the SWAC tournament, helping to lead the Tigers to the tournament championship and a berth in the NCAAs, but so much effort during that tournament, he was unable to pitch in the NCAAs as the first delivery of his night is lined into center by McGuire Holbrook.
By the way, what a privilege to watch Jeremy Neff pitch this summer.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to talk about guys that can throw and guys who can pitch. There's a big difference between guys that throw and guys that can pitch. It is great watching somebody pitch. The art of pitching, ball movement, pitch selection, location. That's Jeremy Neff.
Another strong outing here is, by the way, Caleb Hill now also in the game for the Spikes playing right field, and he'll take over for Austin Rocaforte at the top of the order. First pitch to Mark Schallenberger, a strike at the knees. Philip Bryant making his 12th outing for the Spikes this year, 1-4 record, 9 ERA, but 28 innings, 19 strikeouts to 17 walks, and Philip fought through a lot. Like I said, he was unable to pitch in the NCAAs. Actually, had to work his way back just to be able to pitch for the Spikes here in the second half, but He has gone between the rotation and the bullpen, and he has put up some fantastic outings this year. Can think of his win in relief, going the final 4 2/3 innings for the Spikes at West Virginia, yeah, helping State College complete a sweep of the Black Bears. So pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1. Hits are now 4 aside. There's been one error in the game. We're tied at 2, top of the 6. This is exactly what you want for a home finale.
Half fireworks break. Still to come,
fireworks
too.
Fireworks still to come. Jackpot pitching challenge. Kids are on the bases one more time this year. Thanks to Mount Nittany Health. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. 2-2.
And not only that, Jerry placed in the stocks. Should be an exciting one.
I've heard a rumor. And this may just be a rumor that you will literally be able to throw vegetables at Jerry at some point soon.
Really?
Yes. Oh, and that caught what? Schallenberger on the elbow, and you could hear a crack all the way up here.
That's the 22nd time he's been hit by a pitch. It's not as if he's not exactly like he's on top of the plate.
He just seems to find a way, and
that's twice tonight and 22 times this season.
The only time that we've seen a batter get hit by a pitch at this rate is Tyler Gaffney.
Tyler Gaffney.
And Tyler Gaffney's mindset, I mean, he was an All-American running back at Stanford. So his mindset was to play baseball.
He scored a touchdown in the Rose Bowl against Michigan State, and he was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings.
Exactly. And his mindset was to play baseball when he was in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization as if he were playing football. So he went up there like, if I'm not going to, I mean, I've got 250-pound linebackers after me. What am I to fear 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
Remember, Sports Illustrated came in and interviewed you and me.
Yes.
About him.
Bryant with a pitch up and in to Ollie Laprede.
One in every four. Now it's even above that.
Yes.
27% of the batters hit for Williamsport this year have been one guy.
The 1-0 to Laprede. It popped up, foul ground. Austin Ball takes off after it, but this will go 10 rows deep and bounce onto the concourse.
22 times. They've had 81 guys hit by a pitch. He's got 22 of them.
Two tonight. And by the way now, he reached base all six times he was up yesterday, same, and he's reached base three times tonight.
Yeah, he's got nine times he's been on base, but the last two have been very painful.
They have. 1-1. That's a strike on the outer edge. I mean, you could hear the crack. It hit the pad, thankfully.
Right.
But you could hear the crack of the ball hitting the elbow pad all the way up here.
Yeah. Now, remember, those elbow pads are built in such a way like it's a catcher's knee guard.
Yep. And the 1-2 line towards center field drops in for a base hit. Holbrook getting waved around third, and he will score. And Williamsport takes the lead here in the top of the sixth on the RBI single from Ollie Laprede.
Designated hitter number 16, Mitch McCabe.
That'll bring Mitch McCabe to the plate. The DH doubled in the second, but was stranded, struck out in the fourth. And we told you, Jeremy Neff would not be a factor in the decision tonight.
So, vegetables, huh?
Vegetables, Jerry Valeri, maybe will soon. Now, he won't be the only
one. I would assume it's for charity.
Yes. And the pitch, that is outside for a ball, 1-0.
In fact, there's a big sign at Jerry's home that says, charity begins at home. where do we find these people, Joe?
Oh, boy.
What? What?
Here's the set and the 1-0.
Have you been there? Have you seen the sign? Have you been there?
Oh, my.
It's in neon.
Two and 0 the count to McCabe. And the pitch swung on and missed, 2-1.
Say, this Schallenberger's down at second. He's not in that much pain. He's smiling and laughing down there. If I'd been on base nine straight times, I'd be laughing my backside off, too.
Absolutely. You talk about a guy who is tuning his game up for the championship.
If you're the Trenton pitching staff, 32, you better watch out.
2-1 to McCabe, and hit him. Hit him on the left shoulder. More of a glancing blow on that one, but still, the second hit batsman of the inning, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Catcher number four, Jacob Harper.
And the thrown Neff 140 pitches.
Now, meanwhile, we're going to get a pinch runner at third. Well, Schallenberger is feeling good, but it maybe discretion, the better part of valor. He's been hit twice. Don't want him to suffer any more potential damage.
Pinch running at third base for the Crossfighters, number seven, Kyson Donahue.
Kyson Donahue takes over.
So Donahue will pinch run at third.
Now, he's an infielder. Doesn't mean he can't play outfield.
Yeah.
But he's played first and third for them.
Jacob Harper, the catcher, the batter, takes ball one high. Williamsport up 3-2. And now base is loaded, no outs, and the pitch. That's right down Broadway for a strike. Harper is laying off, seeing if Philip Bryant would throw a strike. He did, and now he'll be a hitter on a 1-1 count. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. Tell you what, we talked about some of the great memories from this season. There are so many, but comeback wins have been part of the fun here at the ballpark for sure throughout the year.
Absolutely.
This has been a resilient bunch, first half and second half, under Tim Battle. But that pitch, a breaking ball, got away and hits Harper, and a run will score. Three hit batsmen in the inning.
Third baseman, number 14, Mikey Floridas.
And Tim Battle is going to come out. And there's right-handed action in the bullpen, and it'll be called in, and Braden Collette will be the man that gets the call. He finished off the Spikes' victory in Trenton.
He's pitched well the entire time. Collette?
Yes. Sunday night, he finished it off, and he did it with moxie out there, too.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now we'll get you the full numbers on Collette and have the rest of the sixth inning for you after a call to the bullpen. 4-2 Williamsport here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletic.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And Braden Collette, the right-hander, the new man on the mound for the Spikes, and he has been a superb reliever since joining the club a couple of weeks back. He has no record, but is 1-for-2 in saves, one hold to his credit, a 1.5 ERA in six appearances, covering six innings. He has allowed one run on three hits, six strikeouts to four walks, only a 167 opponent's batting average.
He's done a heck of a job after he got here. Well, it's great that he joined on board, because I think he's been a great bridge to the back end of the bullpen.
He really has, and again, he finished off the win. He earned his first save on Sunday. He has been a guy that Tim Battle has really depended on out of the bullpen down the stretch, and he has fulfilled Tim's faith in him, to be sure, and Jared Brown's as well. And Collette, former product of Lenore Ryan, Southern Union State Community College down in Alabama. Now here with the Spikes, but he encounters bases loaded, no outs. Always a very tough situation for any reliever. First pitch fastball is upstairs, ball one. I mean, you come into the game and you have no margin for error. And he faces Michael Floridas. Philip Bryan faced five batters, two hits, three hit batsmen. 1-0 count. Upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Floridas is 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a pop out, and a pop out would serve the spikes very well at this stage.
Yep.
Already 4-2 cross cutters after a pair of runs here in the sixth, and Floridas sends this deep to left. It's playable for Buford. He'll circle underneath it, makes the catch. Runners tag from second and third. Lapreed comes in safely at home. McCabe slides into third. It's a sacrifice fly for Floridas and makes it a 5-2 lead for the cross cutters. And that run will go on Philip Bryant's record as runners now at the corners with one out for Levi Perrell.
Well, both those runners are his, too.
Yes. Perrell is 0 for 3 tonight, a strikeout and a pair of ground outs. Well, kid zone still going here. Some of the kiddos. Of course, this is a school night, but
no, there are plenty of kids here tonight.
There are plenty of kids here tonight. They want to see some fireworks. Spikes games all summer long, and one last blast of summer here before we take that turn into fall.
Yeah.
Pitch upstairs for ball one to Perrell.
Actually, I have one football game left in the summer because it officially is fall when Kent State gets here.
That's right. A rare early bye week for the Nittany Lions.
Well, the way the bye weeks work in college football, everybody gets two this year because it's the calendar. If there are 14 Saturdays between and Labor Day weekend and Thanksgiving weekend, you get two bye weeks.
2-0 pitch to Perrell in
tight. Oh, man, come on. Yeah. Come on, there's no plane to catch. Let's go.
Trackman says it was just off the
I
plate.
I don't care what Trackman says.
3-0. And Collette delivers. Right down College Ave for a strike. 3-1.
No good Trackman said the same thing. Great.
Only it said Beaver Avenue.
Mine said Locust Lane.
The 3-1. That's a strike on the inside corner, and it's a full count now to Perrell. Can't say called away. That's still under construction.
Like 5,000 other roads.
Well, right? Yes.
Starting to work on the 9980 deal.
That's right.
I've been taking 64 up to Williamsport.
I do as well, and is that pitch... Fastball, appeal on a check swing, no go as Perrell reaches on the walk. A pitch was inside, ball four. And now the bases are loaded once again with one out for Porter Brown.
Who's already hit a grand slam against the Spikes this year. That was at Williamsport. He hit it the left center field, and he did not go around that time. In fact, you look at the replay, it wasn't even close.
Nope. And Jackson, I think, just wanting to check to see if
maybe
he could get a call.
I would have. If I could steal one there, it'd be great.
First pitch to Brown, a strike. Fastball at 94 over the outer edge.
The appropriate part of that was steal one.
Yes.
Because it would have been a steal. It's kind of like going into the player's lounge. Except he didn't steal one.
Oh, one to Brown. Breaking ball down and in. Appeal down to second. Albert right. Jones says he went.
Yeah, he did.
0-2. Folks here at the ballpark can see a little bit of incredulity in the reaction of Mitch McCabe at third. But
yes.
0-2 the count. Collette delivers. Breaking ball just outside. And you see that from Braden sometimes as well. He will slow down his motion, really keep hitters off balance. He did that against Trenton in that save on Sunday. And some of the Thunder were calling out at him, and he gave it right back to him. And not only that, he struck the guys out to finish off the game. That, I think, was even a bigger response. The 1-2, lifted foul, third base side. Still 1-2 to Brown.
When Jerry ran off the field at the end of that Boomer spike, Ike the Spike deal.
Yes.
Do you consider that running? The only time I've ever seen Jerry run was from reality.
1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Braden Collette's first strikeout of the night. And the sixth of the evening for the Spikes, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics.
JD kind of wonders, where does he come up with this stuff? You're going to go back to IU and you're going to have stories. Some of them good.
Corey Taylor now up for the Crosscutters. 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Takes a strike on the inside corner.
It's good to tell Don Fisher. I spent all summer with Steve Jones. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't wait for a football game.
Oh, and 1 to Taylor. Bases remain loaded. The pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-1.
I can't wait, J.D., until you explain to everybody at IU, Jerry. Oh. Charity begins at home, Dave.
1-1. Foul to the bricks. Ball and two strikes.
Some people live by that motto. I'll say this, it did kind of blow up a theory I had.
What's that?
That's the first time I've seen Jerry and Boomer together at the same time.
That's true. This has been a long-standing theory, but the evidence proves otherwise. 1-2. Ooh, very close with a breaking ball, but did not get the swing. It was inside.
But I guess Jerry's been there on visiting day. To the game.
2-2. And the pitch. That is fouled away, first base side. Count remains the same.
Can you get through this inning? I'm a little worried.
I'll be just fine.
Do you want me to shut up?
No, I'm good. Listen, you got me vanilla ice cream.
I did. I got JD nothing. He wants me to shut up.
Two two. Tapper to the right side, charging in. Russell scoops it, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Braden Collette gets out of a bases-loaded, no-out situation, allowing just one inherited runner to score, and that is definitely an above-average performance. But Williamsport does score 3 runs in the inning on 2 hits. They leave the bases loaded. End of 5.5. It is now 5-2 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. New pitcher for the sixth inning for Williamsport is Parker Kruglowitz, taking over for Chase Gokel. And Gokel right now, the pitcher of record in the game for the Crosscutters, as Williamsport now leads at 5-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Jerry just confirmed they'll be throwing vegetables at him. Right. He said you can't throw rocks, which immediately tells you educationally a rock is not a vegetable. I mean, where do we find these people?
An animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Ay, golly. Hey, what's next? You can't throw a rodent? What the heck? It's not a vegetable either. Damn, higher education was getting out of kindergarten.
Hey, the people of Florida will throw anything at any time, so.
Ay, ay, ay.
Meanwhile, Cam Buford, as I've just insulted an entire state. You just insult one person on a consistent basis.
But what am I saying that's incorrect? You act like I'm making stuff up. Even JD's over there goes, yeah, it is true.
He did partake in something he maybe should have laid off of.
Have you seen the guy? He's partaken in a lot of things he should have laid off of.
Cam Buford at the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI singles tonight. He's driven in both the Spikes runs. Yeah, the pitch swung on and missed, 2-1. By the way, Ramada out of town scoreboard. Williamsport is here at State College finishing things out. They will face the second half champion, Trenton, leading Frederick 4-2. Bottom of the fifth, Thunder clinched the second half title with a win tonight. West Virginia Mahoning Valley tied at 1, bottom of the ninth. And at Kendrick Family Ballpark, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Foul back to the screen, 3-2 to Cam Buford.
So you're going to take Jerry with you up to Williamsport Thursday?
If he's willing, I mean.
Oh, charity begins at home.
I'm going to go hang out with my friends around the MLB Draft League as the pitch fouled off at the plate.
And there are plenty of them.
They are indeed.
You know, I mean, Jayhawks, I will tell you right now, Jayhawks been a gem coming here. Brought Savannah with him tonight.
Yes.
Rob Thomas was here tonight. These are all gems. They're great, great people.
Absolutely.
Is Gus going to be there?
Gus will be there.
Yeah, right.
Gus Balow from Frederick. And, of course, the folks either Trenton or West Virginia will make the trip up as the pitch down and in for ball four. And Cam Buford works a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth. And, of course, West Virginia, I believe that GM Leon Sonato is going to be there regardless of if the Black Bears are there or not. Certainly be added on if West Virginia is in the title game. But looking forward if the folks in Trenton are there. Looking forward to catching up with them. Had a great time at Trenton Thunder Ballpark this past weekend. Always appreciate the hospitality there. Parker Cadu is 0-for-1 with a walk and the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0. And well, Ryan Hannigan is out of the dugout right away, and Jacob Harper heading to the mound. They're going to check on Parker Kruglowitz here.
He sort of winced after that one.
Yeah.
This is his closer, by the way.
Yep.
I mean, that's the other part. Remember, this is his closer. This would be the guy, in all likelihood, on Thursday night that he would go to the ninth inning and say, here, it's the ball's yours. And now he's just talking to him about form. Kruglowitz is doing a lot of nodding. But that, sometimes it doesn't mean anything. I mean, I'll say things to Jerry. He'll nod a lot, and just nothing happens. The pilot light is completely out.
Now, Kruglowitz is staying in, and you know, you can see the strategy here, getting guys who will likely see action on Thursday.
Well, guys that would be getting work today anyway. Yes. We're getting work tonight to pitch Thursday.
1-0 to Cadu. High and away for a ball, 2-0.
Finally got JD a representative hat. Kind of wore that other thing where, I don't know, it looked like it was run over several times.
There goes the runner. Pitch is low for a ball. Throw to second. Buford tagged out. Levi Perrell and Cam disbelieving. We'll take see if we can look at the replay here. And Cam, one of the top base stealers in the MLB Draft League.
You know what? I think he got in there, Joe.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, he got there.
Well, it's going to be ruled a caught stealing.
I mean, he's out, but, I mean, he did get there. I mean, it was close. Harper made a great throw.
And he
I mean,
did, you know, he did that earlier with Cadu, which it was a caught stealing. Like Cadu, that's only the second time Cam's been caught stealing this year. They've both been among the most prolific base stealers in the MLB Draft League, particularly in the second half.
Yeah, here's my issue with running there. I would like to see Krugelwitz throw some strikes.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think he can walk himself into an inning here.
And Cadu takes a strike on the outer
edge. It was a strike.
It was a strike. I think he was hoping for ball four, so trot down to first and maybe take his shot at it.
So, J.D., have you ever been to the Little 500? Oh, my goodness.
Popped up foul, third base side.
They made an entire movie about it. It's over at the Indiana track. The Little 500. You're watching baseball. I mean, the whole town goes.
Breaking Away. It's got a great cast.
I know. Great cast, the whole thing, the cutters.
3-2, called strike three on the inside corner. And that is the first strikeout for Krugelwitz. Two down.
So I pick out something like that would be, he would possibly be interested in. No. Have you ever met Kyle Schwarber? Yeah. Is that why he left?
Oh, jeez. Austin Ball at the plate. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch.
Just
that is
ask
on
questions. I think you ask, like, you think everything is, all I'm doing is asking. He could say no. I would believe him.
You know, Jesse Ventura asks a lot of questions, too.
And when you were Tito Santana, you asked a lot of questions.
I did.
He's up here in the bobblehead's up here in the booth.
Yes.
Arriba.
0-2, the count to Ball. And that one sent foul third base side. Spikes need maybe a little bit of Arriba here. West Virginia, a walk-off winner tonight. Trace Wilhoit with the walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth.
It's his seventh. So here's another question for you. Were you there, since you're all invested in baseball, were you there the day that Bob Knight showed up for the Penn State-Indiana game? Where are you? At Scotty's the entire time?
0-2 pitch outside, ball one.
You got to remember, I know your town. I've been there like 35, 40 times.
One ball, two strikes. That one drops in, appeal and a check swing, no go. He did not go after that one. 2-2 the count.
So I bring up the Little 500. No, I go to baseball. So I bring up a baseball that wasn't there.
J.D., Steve is going to have to show you around next time he's in Bloomington. 2-2.
Have you ever met Mellencamp? You haven't met Mellencamp. The indoor practice facility is named after him. He paid the money. He's at Indiana Basketball in the last row right next to the tunnel. Hey.
3-2, and Austin Ball sends this one toward right, but it's straight at Ollie Lapreed, who puts it away, and the inning is over. As Krugelwitz faces the minimum in the sixth.
Do you want me to bring Tom Allen over to at least meet you? I'm concerned with the youth. It's wasted on the young.
5-2 Crosscutters as we go to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning of the 2024 home finale here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park, the 40th home date of the year. And as Williamsport leads at 5-2, Braden Collette's first pitch of the inning swung on and missed by McGuire Holbrook. Send it back over to a man who's been here since day number one and very much looking forward to the 2025 home season here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park with him. Here's Steve Jones.
Can't wait, Joe. Looking forward to 2025. There's only one demand. So, 5-2.
We'll get you the ice cream.
No, it's not the ice cream. It's not Ike. It's definitely not you. We could shed a few pounds around here. That'd be good. That's hit in the air. Right center field. Well hit. Back and reaching up. Caleb Hill makes the catch. One out. Are you guys going to sing? Hey, Jerry, I want you to realize the object is to keep people in the park.
Left fielder number
seven. He's awful. Here's Kyson Donahue at the plate. Replaced Schallenberger after he got hit by a pitch in the elbow, but it hit the elbow pad. Got hit by a pitch twice tonight, 22 times in the year. Yikes. Donahue did play in yesterday's game. He went 1-for-4. He knocked in a run. He scored a run. Fouls it back. It's 0-1. 92 with the fastball from Braden Collette. So they're going a pitcher every inning here with the idea that these guys would be available Thursday night against Trenton in the championship game. The pitch. Checked. It did not go. Nope. They appealed. Did not go. 1-1. Schallenberger on base 9 straight times in this series. So Donahue waits. The pitch down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. 5-2 Williamsport. Top of the seventh. Game's featured only 9 hits. About hit him 5-4 Williamsport has tonight. But you don't know which reliever they'll run out there and who they'll touch. Here's the pitch.
And excuse me, check swing foul ball. It's 2-2. Have you ever been to Lake Monroe? We think they made the movie The Shining out there. We stayed there the last time we went there, that's where we stayed. A pitch, and that's a ball, 3-2. First time I went out there, we stayed at Lake Monroe. And the World Series was on between the Braves and the Yankees. And they didn't have Fox at the hotel. I'm like, what are we doing here? That's fouled out of play. It's still 3-2. Like, are you kidding me? It's a major network. I wanted to watch the World Series the night before the game. And they've got the big hats. 3-2 the count with one out. And the pitch by Collette. Fouled over the screen and goes into the printers.com cheese shop box. Third base side. It's still 3-2. Flags are barely moving, but you can feel a little bit of a breeze up here in the booth. There's Ray Caravan coming out to get the ball. Give it to a youngster. Ray, youngster himself, only 39 years of age. On the ground to second. Russell to first in time. Two gone. Collette has come in. He's been able to steady the ship. Ali Laprede, 1-for-3. Tapped out in front of the plate, thrown out by Jackson in the first. Tap back to the pitcher, Neff, in the third. And then he had an RBI single and scored in the sixth. Joe's wearing a brown hat, and Jerry's wearing a green hat. Big floppy hats. The sing, take me out to the ball game. It's fouled straight back by Laprede. It's 0-1. 93 with that fastball from Braden. Two in the first and three in the sixth for Williamsport. Spikes one in the first, one in the third. And the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1 the count. You ever been to Bloomington Country Club? No. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. Fouf. Yeah, I played there last. I played there a year ago. Actually, I played pretty well on it. And like they told us to bring extra golf balls. I didn't need them. The pitch. In there for a strike, it's 2-2. I had a tougher time at Bloomington Country Club than I did at Fouf. I don't know why. I said I had a tougher time at Bloomington than I did at Fouf. Fouf is supposed to be the tougher course. I don't. That's well, probably was my swing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Ends the inning. That's his second strikeout of the night. It is brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. Well, here we go.
Our very own dynamic duo, Joe Putnam and Jerry Valeri. Just want to say to everybody out there, howdy!
Howdy, partners! You guys ready to rustle up some cattle and sing this empathetic stretch?
All right, it's time to get up, stretch it out, and sing along.
Now,
this is a song Mama Putnam taught me. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. That's you.
Let's go. I don't care if I.
For it's root, root, root for the Spikes. If they don't win, it's a shame.
Everybody!
One,
two,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, that set music back 60 years. We'll come back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Arrington. You know, I go back, geez, almost 30 years. Download to Manny Jackson, who leads it off, to be followed by Grant Norris, and back to the top of the order, Caleb Hill. 5-2 Cutters here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch, a wave and a miss. It's 1-1. Here's the set and the pitch. That is lined a second to Taylor, and on one hop, he throws him out. It's a good play by Taylor. Here's Grant Norris. Norris' first plate appearance tonight, went 0-2 yesterday, hitting 206, no home runs, 10 knocked in with four doubles. As Jacob Corson is pitching. Now they're bringing in position players. The pitch. I don't know if he pitched at Bucknell or not. You would know. Did not pitch at Bucknell. So now they're going to do the position player part of it. We were told this was a distinct possibility. Down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. So Krugelwitz got his inning in. Walked one, struck out one. And now Corson, who's normally an outfielder. The pitch, outside corner for a strike. I mean, that's 74. I don't know if that's his fastball. Corson looks in and delivers. Outside for a ball, 78. 3-1 the count on Grant Norris. Caleb Hill on deck. Corson delivers. Strike, he got the benefit of that one. It's 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Corson on its way. Down low, ball four. So Grant Norris walks, and now it's Caleb Hill, his first plate appearance tonight at 269, no home runs, and 15 knocked in with two doubles, two triples. He went 0-3 yesterday afternoon. One out and one on, but again, Harper has blunted the Spikes running game. He's thrown out Kadu and he's thrown out Buford. He's been a tough customer behind the plate all year. Swing and a miss by Hill. It's 0-1, starting him out with a curveball. Their analytics guy went to Bucknell, knows Corson. That's why I asked him. I said, has he pitched? He says, no. The pitch. That's down low. 1-1 the count. 76. I think the fastest pitch he's thrown so far is 78. I mean, Joe Putnam doesn't even do that on Fox Hollow Road. The pitch. Fouled off by Hill. 1-2 the count. He's ahead in the count. Russell's on deck. I don't know if we're going to see Corson the rest of the game or all position players the rest of the game. I think we're going to see all position players the rest of the game. Pitch outside for a ball. Binder and Lopez are the only two position players left on the bench. 2-2 the count. Corson delivers. Hit in the air, center field, Brown on the run. He runs it down in left center. He juggled it, but he caught it. And two outs. Kyle Russell's 0-2. Grounded out to second in the first. Great catch in right field by Laprede in the third, and then walked in the fifth. So Norris on first with two outs after he walked. And here's Russell. Outfield straight away, not deep, just normal depth. Second baseman Taylor toward the bag at second, on the ground to short. And Perel over to Taylor, and the inning is over. Jacob Corson comes in. Listen to the bullpen for Williamsport. They love it. Position player comes in and gets three outs. So at the end of seven full, it is 5-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Brayden Collette did a really solid job tonight for the Spikes. He went out two innings. Walk one, strike out two. Did not give up a hit or a run. And gives way to Nick Palumbo, making his 18th appearance. 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. We'll explain that in a moment. 15 strikeouts, 9 walks, 2 saves, 3 holds. Of his previous 17 appearances, 15 have been outstanding, including his most recent one on Saturday at Trenton, when he went one inning, no hits, no runs, and a no decision against Trenton. That's been, for the most part, how Nick has pitched. He's had two bad appearances out of the 17. Two. That's why the ERA is 5.40. Those are the only two reasons why, those two appearances. The other 15, he has been excellent. That's why I've always said for years that Bill Parcells' line about you are what your record says you are, no, it's not true. You got to be there on an everyday basis to see why your record is what it is. And when you watch somebody go out and pitch 17 times like Palumbo and 15 are spot on and two of them are not, that's how you end up at 5.40. Mitch McCabe will lead it off, followed by Jacob Harper and Mikey Floridis. 1-for-2 is McCabe, doubled in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the sixth. And the first pitch here at the top of the eighth. Outside for a ball, 93 from Nick that time, it's 1-0.
Games only featured 9 hits, 5 runs, five hits, an error for the cutters, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the spikes. Top of the 8th inning. And Palumbo deals. Fouls straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. 93 again. So there is right-handed action in the bullpen, but I just don't know who it is. They've already used a position player. Binder? Will Binder. So it's it. So he'll pitch next. Is Lopez going to finish? It's on the ground to second. Rangy to his left. Russell wheels to first. He pulls ball off the bag. Tough play for Kyle to make. Very tough play.
Catcher number 4, Jacob Harper.
Jacob Harper at the plate. We'll wait for the ruling on that. Harper 0-2. Grounded to third in the second, flew to right in the fourth, then hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to knock in a run. That will be an error, by the way, on Kyle Russell on the throw. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. Inside to Harper. 1 ball and no strikes. Harper has not grounded into a double play this year. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone that time at 94. It's 1-1. Binder has been okay. He's pitched twice. Okay. Maybe he's finishing. Yeah. Hey, Jayhawk. Hold on a second. 1-1 the count. The pitch. It's up high. Did he pitch in situations like this or actually in a legit, like, leverage situation? No. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Okay. Just making sure. Because you don't know. Some guys do. I mean, we've seen it. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Brendan McKay, who is the third overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft by the Tampa Bay Rays, hit a 452-foot home run here over the right field grandstand, but he also pitched, and he ended up making the majors as a pitcher. It's at a Blackhawk High School in the western part of Pennsylvania. 3-1 in tight ball 4. First and second with nobody out. That'll bring to the plate Mikey Floretis. 0-2. Struck out swinging in the second. Popped out to Russell at second in the fourth. And he hit a sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the sixth. 5-2 cutters. So it looks like Will Binder is going to be next. Next position player out there. And that pitch is a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Goes back, cleans off the cleats. First and second, nobody out. Spikes have two. Castro, Spiegel, and Buford in the bottom of the 8th inning. Got to get there first. High and tight at the letters. It's 2-0. Palumbo wants a new baseball. And Cody Kogan will oblige. Nick back to the top of the hill. Doesn't rub up the baseball. He works from the first base side of the hill. First and second with nobody out. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. High and tight at the letters again. 3-0 the count. So far in this inning, an error and a walk. Palumbo stares in. McCabe leads off second. 3-0. Walked him on 4 pitches. The bases are loaded. Just like that. Bases are loaded up for Levi Perel. Perel is 0-3. Struck out looking in the first. Grounded to third in the second. Grounded too short in the fifth and walked in the sixth. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 2 walks and an error.
Shortstop number 2.
Well, Manny Jackson's played a fair amount of first base this year. And so if there's any play at the plate, he'll play it like a first baseman. Here's Perel. Infield will come up on the grass.
The pitch. It's up high for a ball. Jeez, that was close. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Palumbo to the plate. In tight 2-0. So he's now missed with seven consecutive pitches. Last one to Harper, four to Floridis, and now two in a row to Perel. Palumbo goes set, deals. Eight misses in a row, 3-0 the count. Three balls and no strikes. And the pitch. He walked him on four pitches. He's missed nine in a row now. Run scores 6-2. And here comes Jared Brown, the pitching coach. It's nobody warming in the Spikes bullpen. So time to talk it over and time for us to talk to you about 25 season tickets. Plans will be coming out shortly, full season packages, partial packages, flexes, things like that. For the 2025 season, all the fun you expect at the Spikes game, and the Spikes have drawn over 100,000 fans again this season. We'll wait for tonight's number to give you the final number of the year. 6-2 cutters. And here comes Porter Brown to the plate. 0-for-2, walked and scored in the first. Walked, stole a base in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. Bases loaded, still nobody out. Palumbo goes set. And high set at the neck to the plate. Strike out or edge. 0-1 the count. 93 with the fastball. It's going to be a beautiful night for fireworks when this is all said and done. It's going to be a big show tonight. 0-1. Outside 1-1. That's the location he's missing with on these pitches. It's for whatever reason his release point isn't quite right. He's been getting it. This for Brown on the outside part of the play for right-handed hitters on the inside part. 1-1. Same spot, 2-1. He's having trouble locating. It's the release point that's crushing him right now. 2-1 the count. 3-1. Same thing, same spot. Three balls and a strike. Goes set and delivers. Walked him. Another run scores. 7-2. So tonight, Williamsport has scored a run on a fly ball that was lost in the sun. They have scored on a bases-loaded hit by pitch. They have scored two runs on walks. That accounts for four of their seven runs right there. 7-2. Here's Corey Taylor. He's the one that had the double, the center that was lost in the sun by Castro, the knock in a run. He's also popped out to third, fouled out to third, and grounded to second. That pitch a strike, it's 0-1. Infield up all the way around, still nobody out. It's been an error, walk, 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 walk. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Inside, again, it's that same spot over and over again. 1-1 the count. He's got to bring his body around. He's got to release it. Because right now the arm is going out and it's not snapping toward the plate. Inside again. 2-1 the count. Same spot. And believe me, I'm a guy that's a big believer in Nick Palumbo. Big believer. I liked him a lot last year, and I really like watching him pitch for the Spikes this year. This has been a tough one. 2-1. Up high, 3-1. Dalen Caraway, by the way, is now warming in the Spikes pen. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 2 runs in, 7-2. Bases loaded, nobody out. And the 3-1 count. That's line. Ball makes the catch at first. A terrific play. Diving to his right by Austin Ball. One out. Doesn't get any better than that. Here's McGuire Holbrook, who's 1-for-4. Flew to right in the first. Struck out swinging as the McDonald's strikeout guy in the third. Single to center, scored a run in the sixth, flew to right in the seventh. Up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Infield now backs up because they'll look for a double play here if possible. Holbrook is a double play candidate. He is grounded into 3 double plays this season. 1-0 the count. The pitch. Checked it. It was up high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Palumbo goes set and Nick to the plate. Checked it. We didn't get a break there. 3-0 the count. Three balls and no strikes. Strike 3-1. Three balls and a strike to McGuire Holbrook out of Florida State. Palumbo to the plate. Oh, man. That's not right. That's ball 4, but that pitch was a strike. It's right there at the top of the zone. We've got TrackMan right here. Okay, that was a miss. That was a flat-out miss. And if you're umpiring a game, And you're seeing a guy struggle on the mound, and you don't give him that pitch, that's wrong. Right? It's another run. It's 8-2. But that was a gift from Cody Kogan that time. So we'll put him down for an assist. Now, I'm not saying you wouldn't walk him on the next pitch, but my goodness, that was a strike. Outside corner for see, that pitch is more of a miss for a strike than the previous pitch. I mean, outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Wow. That's a tough way to give up a run when you throw a strike and you don't get it. And the guy behind the plate knows that you're fighting to get it, and it was right there. Pitch to Donahue, low and inside, 2-1 the count. I've talked about this a million times. One of my biggest complaints about some people in sports today is you've got to have a good feel for the game. When I don't see feel for the game, I call it out. I don't care what you're doing. Pitch. High and away, 3-1 the count. Hey, dugout's here. Hey, how you doing? Talk about feel for the game. When it comes to Chow, he's got a feel for the game. Sit. There you go. Sit. There you go. Ow, jeez. Okay, let's try a different way next time. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Ball 4, and that was a strike. I mean, that was a strike. That's 2 guys in a row that he's walked on 3-1, and each time the pitch was a strike. It may have been up in the zone right near the border, but each one was a strike. Another run scores. Faced 8 batters. This kid's a great kid. I think he's a terrific pitcher. This is the 3rd bad outing out of 18. But I can't say enough good things about Nick.
The last two hitters, he did not get what he earned. He earned two pitches for strikes, and each one was called a ball. And by the way, if you're going back and listening to the tape later, okay, sorry, you weren't right. You weren't right. And to the bullpen they go. Let's see who gets the call this time. Hey, Mark, see ya. It's going to be Peter Ostenson. So he goes a third of an inning. And he ended up walking six batters. But the last two, to be honest with you, sorry, he threw strikes. And he did not. Again, it's all about feel for the game. If you don't have a feel for the game, you make calls like that. Sorry. So here's Peter Ostenson. This has gotten away from the spikes tonight when Neff was so good to start. Collette pitched very well. But you're out there fighting it over and over and over again. And when you've got pitches that are right there, which TrackMan showed, they were both strikes. Both of those pitches were strikes. The one that Holbrook walked on was a strike, and the one that Donahue walked on was a strike. It produced runs. And that's just, I'm sorry, you've got to have a better feel for the game. Oh, well, you move on. Just certain things that you've got to tolerate, and that's going to be one of those things that you have to tolerate, something like that. But the last two guys walked on pitches that were strikes. Ali LaPrade at the plate, ninth hitter of the inning. One for four, RBI single scored in the sixth. He's also tapped out twice in front of the plate, and he's also struck out swinging. And the pitch, outside for a ball, one and oh the count. Look, when Nick was missing with pitches, I said he was missing with pitches and where the location happened to be. So it wasn't like I'm saying every pitch, no. But the last two guys that walked, those were both strikes. Didn't get it. That's a strike. One and one the count with bases loaded, one out. Four runs in. It's 9-2 Cutters. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-1 the count. Two-one. The pitch. That's a strike. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Low one outside, full 3-2. Ostenson, by the way, the book on him. As Peter comes in for the 20th time this season. 2-2 with a 4.13 ERA. One scoreless inning against Trenton his last time out on Saturday. 3-2. Slow roller. Charged. Picked up by Cadu. Juggles. Everybody's safe. It's been that kind of inning. Another run scores. But at least it was a strike. It'll be an error. And McCabe, who reached on an error to start this inning, is back at the plate as a double and a strikeout. So he's 1-for-3 in the game. He's also was hit by a pitch. Pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Base is still loaded with one out. It's now 10-2, five-run, eighth inning. That's fouled. One ball and one strike. One and one the count. Ball and a strike. And the pitch. Breaking ball inside, two and one the count. With curveball that time. And a late break on it. A little bit of breeze is kicked up here. It's been a long top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's two and two. New baseball's brought out. I think it's Jacob Peden that brought him out. He'll be the starting pitcher tomorrow. We're at 6:35 tomorrow, on at 6:20. Two and two the count. And the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike three, got him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get your back to your normal schedule and normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. Two outs. Harper walked in this inning and scored. Also was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to knock in a run. That's a strike, 0-1. The Cutters have no hits in the inning. And have scored five runs. And there, two errors and six walks. That pitch is a strike, it's 0-2. Austinson looks in out of Fairfield. That's where he did his collegiate pitching, Southern Connecticut, the 0-2. Outside and low. Good job by Manny to block that one. 1-2 the count. Austinson lives in Greenville, North Carolina. Four seasons at Fairfield, was a 12-game winner. Struck out 111, walked 40 in his career, 6.7 strikeouts per nine innings. Won three games this year. Outside, 2-2 the count. He struck out 30 and walked 11 for the Stags. Ed Cooley, who's now the basketball coach at Georgetown, actually coached at Fairfield to start his head coaching career before going to Providence and then on to Georgetown. And the 2-2. Way outside, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Five runs on no hits. Tonight, Williamsport has 10 runs on five hits. That's it. Here is the set and the pitch. Runners go. Foul, first base side, out of play. So we're in the top of the eighth inning, five runs in, bases loaded, 3-2, two outs. The runners will be moving on this pitch. It's 10-2 Cutters. Austinson goes set and delivers. Ball four, another run scores. Seventh walk of the inning for Spikes pitching.
Third base, number 14, Mikey
Florida. It's 11-2. Mikey Floridis, four-pitch walk and scored here in the inning. He's also hit a sacrifice fly to knock in a run. Officially 0-2. Line drive, right center field, base hit. First hit of the inning for the Cutters. They're going to get two runs out of it, and it's going to be 14-2. Levi Perrell, bases loaded, walk in this inning to knock in a run. 0-for-3 officially with two walks. Also grounded to third, grounded to short, struck out looking. So it's an 8-run inning on one hit. And the pitch. There's a strike. It is 0-1. Two cutters, 8-run, eighth inning. The pitch. It's on the ground, is short. Picked up there, has to go to first. Fire, stretch, and got him. Good play at short by Grant Norris to throw him out and end the inning. 8 runs on one hit. 2 errors, 2 left. 7.5 gone. 13-2 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
No work, that's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com. And get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Two others I'm not going to talk about anymore. The pitch. That's a strike. 1-2 the count. I've already established you don't have a feel for the game. I really don't want to talk about it anymore. 1-2 the count. Lapreed waits in the right-handed box, and the pitch. High and tight at the letters, 2-2. Ball is holding. Holbrook on it first. Now he's going to back up and play behind him. 2-2 the count. Lee goes set and delivers. Hit in the air, right center field. Coming on, playable. Russell reaches out over the shoulder and reels it in to end the top of the ninth inning. A fine play by Kyle Russell. They get a run on the home run by Taylor. 2 hits and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 14-2. Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes! All right, so we go to the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth inning. Jacob Corson will finish it out. They wanted a position player to finish out, and they've done it. He's going to go into his third inning of work. And he's never pitched in a game. He did not pitch at Bucknell. He hasn't pitched this season. But he's making sure they've got the bullpen saved. Austin Ball at the plate. 0 for 2, grounded out to first in the second, walked in the fourth, and flew out to right on a well-hit ball in the sixth. That walk for Ball, by the way, was his 21st on the season. Came into the game fifth in the league in walks. Bats on the left side, and Corson delivers. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Can't say enough good things about Austin Ball. Both on and off the field. 1-0 the count. Curveball for strike. They're all curveballs. That was at 67 miles an hour, which is 3 miles per hour less than the speed limit on I-80. 1-1. That is down the left field line, slicing toward the cutter's bullpen and out of play. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. The pitch way outside, 2-2 the count. Corson's done exactly what Ryan Hannigan needed him to do. He didn't want to pitch any more guys. He also is working with a 14-2 lead. Foul to the plate by Ball as he tried to time it that time on a 64-mile-per-hour pitch. That's the slowest pitch of the night here. I think that's the slowest pitch in the ballpark this season. I mean, in fact, I know it is. And I've done every game in the ballpark this season. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Outside, 3-2. That was 62, even slower. Corson with a 3-2 count. Ball four, he walks Ball. Second time tonight, Austin's been walked 22 times in the season. So down to first he goes, and here's Manny Jackson, who's 0-3. Struck out looking in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, and he grounded the second in the seventh. He was the first hitter to face Corson. Middle infield double play depth. Florida's up on the grass at third, now backs up even at the bag. The pitch fouled over the screen. Out of play, it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 14-2 lead for the Cutters. Holbrook will not hold Ball on. That is lined into right field, base hit. Ball held up for a moment. He'll get to second, first and second with nobody out. Second in a row where the Spikes have had the first two guys aboard. So here's Grant Norris at the plate. Norris walked in his only plate appearance back in the seventh. Corson to the plate.
Outside corner for a strike at 68. Some guys, as the game goes along, you'll say they're getting stronger and stronger. Corson's getting slower and slower. The pitch. Foul straight back. That one at 68. It's 0-2. Caleb Hill on deck. And Corson delivers way outside, 1-2. Let's say this, he just got out there and he just pitched. 71. That's the fastest pitch of the inning. The 1-2. Foul straight back at 70. Still 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 14-2. Cutters lead it. They've out hit the spikes, 8-7. Crazy. The pitch. Outside, 58. 58. Slowest pitch of the year. That pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. 3-2 the count. So that was 8 miles per hour faster at 66. And it was a strike. 3-2 the count of Grant Norris. Trying to time up one of these. And the pitch. Ooh, a fastball at 84. He missed ball four. Where'd that come from? I mean, for Corson, that was unadulterated gas that time. Wow. Bases loaded and nobody out. And here's Caleb Hill. I give Corson a lot of credit. He's given up nothing through two innings. He's given up, what, three hits. He's walked three. He's done exactly what Ryan Hannigan needs him to do. He's ate up innings. That's a strike to Hill. It's 0-1. Kyle Russell on deck. Bases loaded, nobody out. 0-1 the count on Caleb Hill. Swing and a miss. He tried to time up a 66-mile-per-hour pitch that was out of the zone. It's 0-2. You can't get too anxious against this stuff. Easy to say. And the 0-2. Way outside, 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. And Corson delivers. That's fouled by Hill. Third base side into the luxury suites and bounces down below. It's still 1-2. Ball is on third, Jackson on second, and Norris on first with nobody out. Two walks and a single. 1-2 the count. The pitch. That is lined down the left field line, slicing foul. It ends up on one hop to the Williamsport bullpen. Be picked up there by the left fielder. Tyson Donahue. Still 1-2 on Caleb Hill. Levels the bat. Hill is driven in 15. Corson delivers. On the ground to second, could be two. Flips one. Perel on to first in the dirt. Safe at first. Run scores as Austin Ball comes in from third. RBI for Hill number 16. And it's 14-3. On to third went Jackson. And here comes Kyle Russell. 0-for-3 tonight. Great catch in right field by Lapreed back in the third that robbed him of extra bases. Fielder's choice, another ground out, and he's also walked tonight.
First and third with one out. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Russell waits in the right-handed box. And the pitch. Hit high in the air. Shallow right center. And Lapreed makes the catch, and they bluff to the plate. Throw to the plate was up the first base line, but probably would have had him. Good play, Lapreed. Two outs. Spikes down to their final out of the home season. And here is Sebastian Castro. Castro was 1-for-3, struck out looking in the first, hit by a pitch, eventually thrown out at the plate in the third, grounded out to first in the fifth, singled to left in the eighth. Trying to pick up Jackson from third here.